5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. I just text Tanner Schwent to come in here because I want him to talk to us a little bit about the big watch party that we got going on next week at the Eaton Country Club. So just give him the green light. He can come on in if he's even out. Oh, there he is. Look at that. Look at Tanner walking in. Susan and Cheryl love them some Tanner Schwent. Looks wonderful.
I haven't ran that fast in a long time.
You're like,
I got the text and came a sprinting.
The real reason I wanted to bring you in here first is I owe you an apology.
You do?
Yeah, because you tweeted out your list of demands after Rodgers was not going to happen, and you put Wilson at number one. And I'm like, you keep setting yourself up for failure, buddy. I'm trying to bring everybody back down to earth, and then look what happened.
That is, I was just as shocked. I mean, yeah, it was a pipe dream.
You completely went off the
rails. Oh, I was ready to go with Mitch Trubisky. Yeah, I wasn't real sure what happened.
I think you represented Broncos country.
I think pretty well.
On your show today in that last hour.
Yeah.
Because everybody was like, hey, here's Aaron Rodgers. We're going to get him. And then it's like, what's the point of life anymore?
Yeah. No, we played Everybody Hurts on repeat for part of the show today. And then I'm like, all right, where do we go back from here? And I was on the Mitch Trubisky train there for 30 seconds. And
I think people were on the crazy train for a little bit. Like, people were just on trains. They're just like, where do we go now? Let's get Mitch Trubisky. Let's call Tom Brady up. Let's see what they're doing.
For a deal of this magnitude to get done, this had to be in place, right? I mean, George Payton had had to have had this in place.
So Rodgers was never the plan.
It's still a little weird that they waited until after Rodgers announced he was going back to Green Bay.
It's the first day of free agency.
But you still look
at
how it goes about. Rodgers announces first, that card gets played, then Payton shows his hand.
Well, it couldn't be announced. It couldn't. I mean, today was the day to announce it.
But still, why not? If they had it in place, why didn't she announce it first thing this morning? I still think there must have been something that they were holding out just to see if they had a shot at Rodgers. I love the deal. Good riddance to Drew Lock. You know, I wish him nothing but
you
the
hate
worst.
Drew Lock.
Shelby Harris sucks to see go, but immediately, you know, I think your brain and my brain, we both turned and said, okay, now we need a tight end. So is Trey McBride? I mean,
you're going to have to trade everything to
George
get back
Payton's
up there.
A wizard if he gets that.
You got to move into the first round somehow.
Yeah.
How many second rounders, JD? How many second rounders do the Broncos even have this year? Did they have two?
They had two.
So they got one second rounder. Can they use that and something else to move into the late first round to get a Trey McBride?
If he gets that done, I think George Payton's a wizard. But were you a little surprised that Jerry Jeudy didn't get dealt in this? I kind of felt like
he was the name
with Rodgers for sure, but Noah I kind of Fant, felt like he was going to be gone.
Noah Fant, Jerry Jeudy were definitely in the mix every time we talked about Rodgers or any big time trade. No, Shelby Harris was never in the mix.
No.
Nobody else really was. It was Jerry Jeudy, Noah Fant. Drew Lock really wasn't in the mix, but I guess he's the starting quarterback for Seattle today.
I don't know. Right? Seattle fans cannot be excited about that. Some of their instant reaction online and stuff
Seattle
like that.
Seattle fans, get him the right, give him Pete Carroll, and let's see what he does.
Huh?
Let's see what he does.
You
put a dollar on it.
I am so glad we get to watch that from afar. We don't have to watch this now.
Watch him turn out to be the greatest, and then you'll come crawling back, just like you did on the Aaron Rodgers thing.
George Payton has had possibly the best 12 months of a general manager in Broncos history.
And I know you're a lot younger than me, and that's a compliment.
It's not a lot.
Is this the best day? Like maybe the most historic day in Broncos country? Because when you got Manning, it was great. But you thought you were getting Rodgers. Then you thought you were getting nothing. Then you thought you were getting then you got Wilson. So
we were all
over the
place.
Most historic day in Broncos country, other than the Super Bowl?
It's the biggest risk we've ever taken, I think, on a deal like this. Because even with Manning, and I know I'm glad we don't have to hear those comparisons anymore about getting Rodgers and Manning. But Manning was just a free agent. We didn't have to risk anything else.
You didn't have to risk anything. This is a risk.
If they go and hit on a couple of those first-round picks, if Seattle hits on a couple of those first-round picks, will there be a day that, okay, we look back at it and say, yeah, Russell Wilson, what we saw from him last year was still a great year for a Broncos quarterback, but was not what we've normally seen out of him. I think it's the biggest risk that the Broncos have ever taken. I think it's been the most exhilarating day for Broncos fans because we felt the highest of highs leading up to Aaron Rodgers' announcement. We felt the lowest of lows when he was going back, and now we're back up there with Russell Wilson.
Broncos went from being maybe the second most interesting team in the NFL to one of the least most interesting teams in the NFL, back up to top five most interesting teams in the NFL.
Yeah,
I've never seen anything like this before.
They've now got the fifth best odds to win the Super Bowl next year. Fifth best. I don't understand that.
Well,
it's a little high for me.
So our Method Flow Products poll question, I just changed it because nobody gives a rat's about gambling in the NFL anymore. That's what
bring it more.
Calvin Ridley's like, thank God they're not talking about me anymore.
He's like, I had $100,000 on the Broncos to win the Super Bowl last year.
That was one of them that hit. Probably going all in. Now that the Broncos, our Method Flow Products poll question of the day, now that the Broncos have Russell Wilson, what are your expectations for next season?
Playoffs. I don't care
just
if they win a game.
Just go to the playoffs.
Just go to the playoffs.
Well, 11% agree with you.
Good. That's about
44%
right.
Are just hammered drunk right now.
If they say
go
Super
to the
Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Oh, my.
It's not win at all, though. It's not win at all, actually. So.
Okay, we can get there and lose,
but
baby.
We got to get there.
No.
Well,
look at the AFC West quarterback talent right now. Justin Herbert, Derek Carr, Patrick Mahomes, and now Russell Wilson. It's going to be lucky for somebody to come out of here and win the number one seed in the AFC overall, because the AFC West is going to cannibalize
itself. Yeah, and I didn't add winning the AFC West. I didn't, because I
don't think you have to.
I don't think they're going
just
to.
Just get in.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to win the. I still think the Chiefs are going to be the class of this. Mahomes is still the better quarterback in this division.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes
and then it's.
Then
it's Russell, but
Wilson.
If Justin Herbert takes another step, he could potentially pass him.
Is Derek Carr really the worst quarterback in the AFC West right now?
Now Derek Carr is the worst quarterback in the
AFC
West.
Isn't that insane to say? Because Derek Carr, I know we don't agree that he's a top 10. I think he is, but you think he's at least he's upper echelon, right? I mean, he's above average quarterback, and you got four of those guys now that are all, what, would you say top 15 quarterbacks at least for Mahomes, Carr, Herbert, and Wilson now? Four top 15 quarterbacks in the same division.
Those three guys, I mean, Mahomes is number one.
Yeah, he's the best quarterback.
Rodgers is one, and then Mahomes is two.
Yeah.
Is Wilson top five? Or did he take a step back?
He took a step back. I think you got to put him top 10.
Okay.
But I'm just flabbergasted. We sat there at lunch today, and you and I were going back and forth on what if we do this.
I was trying to help you make peace with Drew Lock.
Yeah, you were.
I was coaching you through that.
I'm glad that it didn't work, and I'm glad, because I am so happy that he's gone. He's out of here.
You also, to be fair, you don't like the antics. You don't like any of the stuff that he did when he was somewhat
successful. When you can prove it and you can back it up, I'm fine with it. But nonetheless, I'm excited to see what Russell Wilson can do in Nathaniel Hackett's system. Now, doesn't it kind of feel like we got to shore up the defensive side of the ball? I mean, that's what's insane. How I can
30
like,
rounds later now.
Yeah, I don't know. I love it. I'm good with the risk.
Is Vaughn coming back to Denver?
Yes, Vaughn. I mean, yeah, he absolutely.
He's going to take a discount.
Yeah,
he
even said yesterday, Broncos fans, I wouldn't tease you like that.
Did he know something yesterday?
Who knew?
Did George Payton say, "Hey, guess what? Don't tell anybody."
Russell Wilson had to have told him, right?
They're friends.
They had to. He had to have told.
Isn't it crazy though? Russell Wilson beat the living out of us out of the Broncos in the first Super Bowl that Manning went to, and now you could go win it with him.
Yeah, I mean, and you look at now how that offense is formulated. He's a perfect rollout type of guy if they want to do a lot of that.
Well, and you've got the mobility, you've got
Javonte Williams there at the running game. You got to get a right tackle. But you got weapons. You got the deep threats. You got the speed guys. I don't know. I want to fall all the way in. I'm hearing people all over the place putting it out there. Super Bowl sweating. Let's just pump the brakes for a second. I think this is a playoff team.
Yeah, you still got to get past the Buffalo Bills, the team that went to the Super Bowl last year, Cincinnati, Kansas City. I do think the Chargers are good.
Yeah.
They're going to be better even than they were last year. And I know you're not a buyer on Lamar Jackson, but at the end of the day, he's still Lamar Jackson. Baltimore's going to be tough to get past. The idea that the Broncos are in that mix, they're definitely in that mix, but the expectation shouldn't be to win a Super Bowl. And if you're doing that to go, I think you're going to be really let down.
But again,
they got free agency in the draft.
There's still a lot. And now that Russell Wilson's here, who all is going to flock to Denver? I think that's the next thing to watch. But you know what's crazy is that there's some people out there in Broncos country. It might be a very small few, but there's some out there in Broncos country that said, I would have rather try and find a Josh Allen. Is Carson Strong that guy? Is somebody they would have rather gone and developed it. So instead of 5 to 8 years, let's go 10 to 20.
Rodgers was 38?
Yep.
So if it were Rodgers, I could actually get on. I can kind of get on board with that because you're literally saying, and I guess the Packers now signed him for 4 years. You got a 4 year. Doesn't mean he has to finish the contract.
No, but $153 million of it's guaranteed.
Right. But Manning signed a 5 year deal and finished what 4 years with Denver.
Right.
So it doesn't mean he's going to finish the contract necessarily. But yeah, they're going to go 4 years, which is blown away. I thought they might go another year at tacked on. Russell Wilson's 33. Mm-hmm. That's young in this day and age in the NFL. He could arguably play for another 7 years. So
it is, but are you a little worried about the step back last year?
Oh, with Russell? And looking at Russell's numbers, they weren't bad, but they weren't. I mean, he threw for 3,000 yards. Again, that's not. You can't look at yards in this league and think that's
they
a big deal.
Weren't. The numbers from last year weren't good enough to demand this type of a haul. And if that's the Russell Wilson we're going to get going forward, then, you know, 5 years down the road, could we be looking back at this saying, yeah, we saw him have a bad year in Seattle. Denver's buying low,
that's
hoping
why
to sell
I'm
high.
I'm telling you, if they don't make the playoffs,
oh, it's not good if that happens. But you got a first year head coach still too.
Got a lot of texts, and we got to get to this because it's a party. We love doing this at McCarty's Grill at the Eden Country Club. But let's read some texts here. Smitty, the Seahawks currently have Geno Smith and some guy named Jacob Eason on the roster and are adding Drew Lock. So, no, that's got to be the least exciting amount of quarterbacks, though.
Oh, yeah. See, it's probably raining in Seattle because it always does, but it's a dark day in Seattle right now.
Yeah, I saw the gif of a bunch of players, like, for Seattle, the little, like, acting like they're going to jump out the window.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Drinking like a fifth of
right, like whiskey. Yeah, absolutely.
So here, this is from Dixon, Jaden, the arch nemesis of the show. Dixon chiming in on this one, and this is always interesting when he brings a positive vibe here. Really hate to say it, Brady, but it's a great day to be a Bronco fan. Now you have a chance to win every week, and it will make your Sundays a lot more fun. Overall, the mentality at this point has to be Super Bowl or bust. So you expect Broncos fans to think that they could beat the Chiefs? You can't give up that much in a trade and just be happy with making the playoffs. You have to set the bar to the top shelf if you're going to make this deal. Do you agree with that?
I don't. I think Dixon forgets when the Chiefs weren't at the perennial Super Bowl favorites, because right now, we were happy with a couple of meaningful games in December this year.
It's a hell of a haul, though,
man. It is a hell of a haul. Get into the playoffs. I think that's the atmosphere. That's got to be the expectations this year. You got a rookie head coach. You got one of the youngest coaching staffs in the entire NFL. You got a new guy learning a new system in Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You got all these things coming back. Just pump the brakes.
Super
get into
Bowl
the playoffs.
Shouldn't be the expectation.
No.
Could it happen? Yes.
Yes.
I think they have as good a shot as the Chargers do. Maybe even the Ravens.
I would say Cincinnati. They've got a better shot than Cincinnati, I think.
Maybe.
I mean, they've got the makeup to go do it. But the big key now, honestly, I'm content with where our offense is, just with the quarterback. I know you don't necessarily agree with this, but I think the offensive players is at a high enough caliber. If you insert a quarterback like Russell Wilson, that's going to be good enough to win a lot of games. Keep the defense where it was at last year, and let's go win.
Yeah, you got a lot of work to do. They have a lot of cap room, so yep. That will be the free agency's probably where they're going to have to.
What's the start date on that?
Today, right? Or pretty much today.
Isn't that it, right?
Officially or unofficially, whatever. I know the franchise tag day is today. Yep. So that's typically, you're seeing the signs happen right now. That's where they're probably going to have to go on the tight end side. Mm. It's probably where they're going to have to go inside linebacker, because all my dreams are out the window, man. I mean, my picks for, there goes my pen. My picks for the Broncos are out here. There goes the linebackers that I wanted. None of those guys are going to be there by the time you're in the third or second, in your second pick in the second round.
No, but when you look at Russell Wilson's history, back to that offensive side of the ball, I mean, his best receiver that he ever had, was it Tyler Lockett? I mean, and right now, Jerry Jeudy's a better receiver than Tyler Lockett. And this is the most dangerous offensive team weapons that Russell Wilson has ever had. I'm excited. I'm ready to roll. And like Dixon just said, now I can't wait for football season to get back. Like, I was excited already, but I was kind of dreading watching Drew Lock trot back out there. You throw number 3 in the orange out there. Let's see what he can do.
You said Chris Brady got detained. Haven't been listening. Just tuning in. Can we pay Wilson more than Rodgers? Why would you just want to pay him more? You got him on a 2-year deal, bro. Wheaton is, if Locke isn't part of the trade, he's gone. He has to be. Oh, he's part of the trade. Your QB Dixon says, your they don't have a lot of cap room anymore. Your QB room costs increase just ate up most of that cap space. A good chunk of it, but you still have room to get some B players or maybe one A player.
Right. Well, and you know, and we've seen this all over the place, and I want to go back to this. People will take discounts to come play for the chance at winning a lot. And that's what I think is going to happen with Denver now. Von Miller, now does he take a discount if he can say, okay, Von, we can bring in, but we can bring in this inside linebacker?
Who's got a better shot? The Rams probably have a better shot still because, I mean, their road is easier.
Yeah.
It's the Rams and the Packers now.
But who's a better team now, the Broncos or the Rams?
The Rams, if they get everybody, if Donald comes back, and then Sean McVay comes back. The Rams are still they're still
stacked. I think the ceiling's higher for the Broncos right now than the Rams. I really do. But that AFC is loaded. I mean, the AFC is just absolutely loaded. I think Josh Allen's going to have he's going to finally break through that Kansas City barrier at some point. I don't know.
Is Chandler Jones, did he re-sign yet with Arizona? Because he's an edge rusher that you could go after. I mean, there's names coming up left and right now that the Broncos could go after. So I'm just looking. I'm thinking they're going to have to make their hay in free agency. All right, next. Okay, so we talked about Monday. I'm talking basketball. College basketball at the GOAT. It's going
to
be a blast.
Yep,
and
five to six.
Today kind of gets to normal, we still have Champ Week this week. It's amazing. Selection Sunday coming up. So we'll be out at the GOAT on Monday. Thursday is a day where we're just relaxing, having fun, man. We did this last year or the year before?
Yeah, no, it was last year during COVID. We were out there and watched that first rounds. And Friday, March 18th, man, we're going to be out there starting at 11 o'clock, McCarty's Grill at the Eaton Country Club. We're going to have that whole back room reserved. If you were there last year, there was literally people coming up out of the golf shop down below saying, what's going on here? Because we were rowdy. We're having a good time out there. And we've got three or four TVs that'll have all the different games on. We'll be gambling on some of the games, hanging out, having a good time, starting at 11 o'clock on March 18th. Be out at the Eaton Country Club. It's McCarty's Grill at the Eaton Country Club. Going to be a blast. And we talked about this on my show on Monday. We got a line on one bet so that we can cheer together, because I think if we join forces, we could maybe win something.
I don't know. We've been against each other for so long. And look what happened. We were against each other on this whole Aaron Rodgers thing, and pop, here comes Russell Wilson.
All right. That is true.
No, it's a blast out there. It's so relaxing. I love McCarty's Grill. I've never had a bad meal there. No. And I'm not a golfer. You know that. But if I do golf, when I do, it's so much fun out there because it's a relaxed environment. So that season's right around the corner.
It is. Yeah, you can get your memberships out there right now. Go to the Eaton Country Club online. Just go search Eaton Country Club, and you can find the membership rates and everything like that. And it's affordable if you're looking to become a member. It's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. So we'll be out there next Friday. It's going to be a lot of fun out there.
Yeah, cannot wait. It's a blast. And if you haven't got in on our bracket challenge yet, you need to shoot me a text. And the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Shoot us a text, and we can still get you in. I tried to cap it at 100, but we're well over that now. So I'm trying to get as many people as we can. He said, Chris, pay Wilson $1 more than Rodgers' contract. Please, stick it to him. They're not going to give him more than what he said, Chris.
Stay off whatever you're on.
24 minutes after the hour. Tanner, thanks, man. Appreciate
Absolutely,
you.
Yeah. I'm glad we can finally put all this to bed, because we were having heated conversations.
We're still going to have heated conversations, because I think Drew Locke's actually going to get a second chance in Seattle. I do. I think he's actually going to revive something.
Drew Locke for MVP, baby.
Pete Carroll's going to bring it back. All right, we'll take a short break. 24 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1. 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Love working with Weldworks, man. Every single Friday, they got a new beer release at noon, and you have to check out the brand new eatery there. The Annex. It is wonderful. And the thing I keep, again, I'm going to go there and try out a few different things, but the double cheeseburger is what I'm talking about, man. I hear it's just ridiculous. And I know some people are like, it's a double cheeseburger, really? From what I hear, this thing is absolutely off the chain. So Weldworks in downtown Greeley, not just dialed in beer, now they got dialed in food. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. What a wild day, man. What a wild day. Now that the Broncos have Russell Wilson, what are your expectations for next season? Go to the Super Bowl? Just get to the Super Bowl, okay? Maybe just get to the AFC Championship? I feel like we've just been transported back to when Peyton Manning signed with the Broncos. Back in what? Was that 2012? You suddenly went from an 8-8 team. Now, again, Tim Tebow and company, they did go to the playoffs. They won 8 games, and they made it to the playoffs. But they still weren't very good. They were 8-8. So you're kind of like, oh, this isn't going to last. Then Manning comes, and it's like, whoa, what are the expectations? It's to win a Super Bowl. Those were the expectations at that point. Okay, you won a first round of the playoffs with Tebow. You should be better than that with Manning. And those were the expectations. And Denver went to two of those and won one of them. That all worked out. Again, a free agency signing, so much different than this situation today. Dixon, you're not wrong as far as what maybe the expectation should be with that haul. That haul is a lot. Two first-rounders, two second-rounders, two starters, and then Drew Lock. You guys officially can hear me stop talking about Drew Lock now until he tears it up for Seattle. No, I don't think – I'm not saying he's going to tear it up for Seattle. Listen, if you just lost Russell Wilson and Drew Lock came in and he's your guy now – you are not a happy camper in Seattle. You're probably listening to Nirvana right now in Seattle because Jade's, that's where they came from. You're busting out some Cornell, some Soundgarden, just walking around with your hands in your pocket and your hood's on, and you're just like, man, today sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what does the Broncos' future really look like now? You said it best. I mean, you took the ammunition of George Payton out of his hands.
You're not happy about it. I can see it on your face. You're not nuts about this. You wanted to see the slow, organic build that we saw with the Nuggets and the Avalanche.
Yeah, I'm also a baseball fan, so I'm used to the
long
term.
You're already in Seattle walking around with your hands in your pocket, and you're going, listen to Nirvana, like, today sucks.
I don't know. I don't know that Russell Wilson was the perfect move. I just think that he has... There's just so much competition surrounding it. And I'm not saying that he can't do it.
It's going to be unique.
I mean, you have your favorites in the Chiefs and the Bills, and then you're probably equal with the Chargers, Bengals, and the Broncos. I mean, it's just a really tricky situation.
No, it's listen, the ones that were in the Aaron Rodgers camp, I wonder if you're how you're feeling overall. Now, Tanner's, you know, he's one of those guys that's saying, hey, I'm this is great. It's a great, just as good. But there's a lot of people that were all in on the Aaron Rodgers bus, and I wonder how they're feeling on this today, because it is a unique situation. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's our poll question. What are your expectations of this team now that Russell Wilson is now a Denver Bronco?
So, Brady, you personally, what do you think the future is going to look like? Like, do you see, is this a year they put it all together and they go for the win this year, or is it next year with his second year contract?
I think the idea is that we're going to build this thing up for next year to be competitive. I don't think it's Super Bowl or bust in George Payton's mind. I mean, every general manager is going to tell you that it's Super Bowl or bust, but I don't really believe in that. I think that they're thinking it's like a two-year plan here. You know, We got rid of a lot of picks. The next 2 years, picks are gone. Free agency is going to have to be somewhat big for them. But, you know, you're right. You spent a lot of money now. You're going to be paying Russell Wilson. The plan's going to be to get into the playoffs. And the scary part is they had needs that needed to be addressed in the draft, and they're going to have to wait until their second round pick to do that this year. This is where you're really going to test George Payton's drafting abilities. Can he get guys in these late rounds?
So do you see him going defensive this draft? Or do you see him more... Do you see him, like, what do you see the draft looking like? Do you see him going for these defensive holes, like, through free agency, or is they going to come through the draft? Because, I mean, you're talking late second round now.
I still think defensively would be the way to go on this. I think defensively, you need to figure out you know, how to fill some of those holes, especially in the free agency side. If you're not able to do that, you're going to have to get creative in this draft. Quarterback situation is solved. That's over. Game over there. So now the next step will be, okay, where's our weakness? Well, on the offensive side, tight end is a weakness, and it was never really a strength, and now it's a weakness. Offensive line was never that strong, so that's certainly something to pay attention to. It's wild, man. It changes everything, the whole dynamic, everything we've been talking about. Well, yeah, you're right. Smitty said, don't forget about the second and third round pick. Yeah, that they got from the Rams. Yeah, they have another second round pick now because of that. That Von Miller move, which now looks genius, especially if they get him back, is going to be like George Payton might be a genius because he got a second round pick out of the Von Miller trade, and he might actually get Von Miller back on a discount. It's nuts. All right, 35 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I do want to touch on this Calvin Ridley thing. That was our poll question this morning. I want to hit that for a moment. We'll still round it out with some Rodgers, Broncos, Russell, all that stuff. What the future looks like for Green Bay as well. 36 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Love working with Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. Their sports medicine physicians provide team and game coverage for the Colorado Eagles hockey team, area high schools, and dozens of rodeo competitors, as well as team physicians for Colorado State University's sports team. Welcome back in. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. This has been a crazy day, crazy discussion, no doubt about it. The story I was going to lead with today was Falcons wide receiver Calvin Ridley suspended indefinitely through at least the 2022 season for betting on the NFL games and betting on his own team to win. My poll question originally was going to be, do you agree with that? Do you think that it was too harsh? Should NFL players be able to gamble on themselves? And the obvious answer is no. No. Several reasons for this. If you're betting on yourself or your games, you have inside information that nobody else does. It's unfair. It's an unfair advantage. It's like inside trading. Well, Brady, why are the politicians allowed to do that kind of stuff? I don't know, but the NFL governs itself. The NFL has been making its own rules since the beginning of time. So is the suspension too harsh? I don't think so. But I also look at it and people are comparing Ray Rice's situation and all that. And listen, those are two different arguments. I bitched about that too. I thought that Ray Rice should have been done, should have been left, kicked out of the league when that happened. So the idea that, some people are saying, well, then why is this fair? I can't answer you that. I've always thought Roger Goodell had a weird way of doing things as far as suspensions go. But I don't think players should be able to bet on their games. Hell, I know media members in the NBA that if they bet on NBA games, they will be removed. They will be fired. You know why? Because they have inside information that none of us have. I mean, believe it or not, there's times I have more information than some of you guys have. Yeah, believe it or not. I know a lot of times when maybe a coach is potentially going to go somewhere in the college area or certain players are going to move on, things like that. I know some of those things. I'm not a gotcha breaking news reporter, though. It is an interesting time because gambling is all the rage right now. It is the biggest thing. I mean, it's growing your sport left and right. Which is also, side note, Jades, why baseball is going to be left in the dirt. They're going to be left in the dust. Sports is going crazy for different reasons, and gambling is one of them. And baseball says, this is the year we're going to call it, sit it out. Yikes. I don't think that Calvin Ridley should be pushed out of the NFL. But the NFL is trying to make an example of this. Now, Brady was betting on himself. I could see if he was betting on the team he was going against. Again, What if Calvin Ridley knows that another, like a tight end on the Falcons team, who's listed as day-to-day or questionable or doubtful, he knows that, hey, it's doubtful now, but they're getting on the inside that he's probably going to play. You know, maybe you don't bet on a team because so-and-so is questionable and that scares you enough. But he goes, yeah, I actually know that player who's questionable will be playing, so I'm going to bet because I'm on the inside. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Let's read a couple of texts here. Eastside Chris, Broncos play Seahawks week 14. What's your pick? Yeah, Broncos. Dixon, it's apples and oranges. Gambling affects the integrity of the game. Beating people up doesn't. You're right, it's apples and oranges, but the suspension should be more severe if you break the law, I believe. I think. I don't know. I'll tell you what. Ray Rice was found, you know, again, his fiance at the time didn't press charges. So he wasn't going to be doing any time or anything. And I've always said if the court system's not going to rule you guilty or innocent or whatever, the NFL has no room to do that. That's an interesting one. Okay, I'm just getting a text here. I want to read this because we got some breaking news right here, Jades. Breaking news, local breaking news. That is great stuff here. Very exciting. There it is, breaking news. UNC women's basketball just knocked off the number one seed in the Big Sky Conference tournament to advance to the semifinals tomorrow, up 70-51 with a minute and 13 left. So I think it's official. I think they're going to win this thing. Wow. Incredible. Congratulations. That is fantastic. Going to pull off the upset, taking down number one. My guy David and Aaron giving us some scoop there on that one. Fantastic. Congratulations. Let's see what they can do. Coach Krista Mateo, good for her. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. It is March, baby. We got Broncos stuff. We got Russell Wilson. We got Rodgers. We got gambling talk. My goodness. But at the end of the day, it is March. It's a great time, man. Wow, what a time to be alive as a sports fan. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up the show on the other side. I still want to stick with this gambling topic. We'll hit that tomorrow, probably in more detail. Well, this is a whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Want nuggets insights? Then you want the Hull Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. That's a good point. Holyoke texting, PGA Tour players have placed wagers on themselves. What's your take on that? That one is so much, that is so interesting, isn't it? What's your take on an individual? Because it's all them. Like, if Calvin Ridley bets on the Falcons, he knows something. Maybe he's just doing it because he's a fan. But that there's no way for us to know it. Calvin Ridley could get some inside scoop that a questionable player is not so questionable and he's going to play, which might deter regular gamblers. But not him, because, okay, our stud's going to be there, even though he's questionable. That changes things for some, but not me. What about a golfer? Does a golfer have any more insight on themselves? Yeah, they do. Should they be able to bet on themselves? They do it. Wow. And again, that's a completely different, you know, I was talking about this morning. The NFL governs itself. I suppose what the PGA does doesn't have, I mean, the NFL does its own thing. The PGA Tour, should you just let it go? I think they should be able to bet on themselves, right? A golfer? Because you have, there's no other, like, that's just you. I mean, the golfer's going to get less insight on a potential injury of his opponent than we are, right? So the golfing thing doesn't bother me as much. Maybe it should be across the board, but it won't be because these leagues and professional sports programs govern themselves. Should a golfer be able to bet on themselves, Jane?
I think a golfer is fine. Like, whatever.
Well, it's a completely different sport, right?
That, too. And, I mean, there's not a big enough pool of people betting on golf anyway. Like, NFL, that's the number one sport to bet on. Like, realistically, there's just way more people invested in it, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like Dixon says, if people can't count on games not being fixed, eventually there won't be any games. The integrity of the game is the one thing you can't mess with, so the penalty should be more severe than any off-field criminal act. It's a harsh take. It sounds insensitive, but it's not that far-fetched. I get where you're coming from. Because the game itself, I mean, this is why Tom Brady, it's like he allegedly took air out of a football, and he got four games. And it would have been, at the time, just two more games than Ray Rice until they saw the second half of that video. And then they're like, ooh. I tend to agree. The integrity of the game is something you have to really protect. We can argue suspensions and how those are doled out all day. But just making straight on comparisons between the two is tough to do. Should he have got a year? Yes. You had to make an example of this right now. You do not want this. You're right. The integrity of the game is important, and it's growing. More and more dollars are being poured into this every single day, and they will not mess with that. 5 minutes until the top of the hour. We'll take a long break. We'll be back at it on a Wednesday. We'll digest more of this Russell Wilson news and Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, all that and more coming up on the next whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Good night, Northern Colorado.